Okay, good afternoon, everybody. So someone contacted me yesterday and asked why it's okay that Pesach programs, any question that starts with that, why it's okay that Pesach programs, whatever, the answer may not be so simple, but this one, it seems that it has to be an answer to. He asked, why is it that they have a chametz party on Motzai Pesach, and clearly that chametz was not all made after Pesach? Now, obviously, if they're having a big pizza party after Pesach, it means that the program brought a whole bunch of frozen pizzas in advance and they sold it to an Akum, and then they're serving it in their Chametz party right after Pesach. Isn't that a violation of what's called Rotze B'Kiyumo of the Chametz? That by Chametz, there's such a din called Rotze B'Kiyumo, that you're not allowed to want the Chametz to be around. Now, can you imagine if the Pesach program was supposed to have a Chametz party and then there was no Chametz to be had on Motzai Pesach? Everyone would have to go home with Tam Matzah B'PM. It would be Ein Maftir Nachar Pesach Hafikom. It would be an absolute disaster. So they certainly need that Chametz to be around and to exist through Pesach. So isn't that a violation of Rotze B'Kiyumo? So it sounds like a strong question, but then when you think about it, it's got nothing to do with Pesach programs. The same would be true of every local pizza store and grocery store, and really, to some extent, our own homes, meaning if you want to have chametz available right after Pesach, so we rely on the fact that we sell it in advance. So what's the pshat over here? What exactly is the geder of Rotze B'Kiyumo that all of this is somehow not a violation of Rotze B'Kiyumo? So in order to understand this, it's important to back up a little bit and figure out where does Rotze B'Kiyumo come from. So there is no Gemara in Pesachim or anywhere else about Rotze B'Kiyumo of chametz. All of the passages in Shas about Rotze B'Kiyumo are in Maseches Avodah Zarah, and they relate to Avodah Zarah or Yayin Nesach. For example, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Samech Dalet says that if an Ovid Kochavim owes you money and he sells an Avodah Zarah in order to have the money to pay you back, you're allowed to accept payment even though you know that that payment was received because he sold Avodah Zarah. If, however, he says, Hamtein li ad she'emkar Avodah Kochavim va'avilecha, Yayin Nesach va'avilecha, Usher. If he says, look, I'm going to pay you back, just wait, give me an extension so that I can have time to sell my Avodah Zarah or my Yayin Nesach, and that way I'll have the money to pay you back, then it's Usher. So the Gemara asks, well, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seifa, what's the difference between whether he sells the Avodah Zarah without telling you in advance or he tells you in advance? And the Gemara answers, Amar Rav Sheisha Seifa Mishum Tavle Kirotze B'Kiyumo, that in this case where you know that he needs to sell that Avodah Zarah in order for you to get paid, you want that Avodah Zarah to continue to exist, because if it were to disappear, you're not going to get paid back. And that's a violation of Rotze B'Kiyumo. If he just happens to sell it without informing you first, it's not Rotze B'Kiyumo, because you're totally unaware of its existence. Or, for example, if you have a barrel of wine, a barrel that would crack if it were empty, and there's Yayin Nesach in that barrel right now, that's Rotze B'Kiyumo of the barrel. Or a guy asks you to break his barrels of Stam Yena, but if they were empty, they would break on their own. So it's Rotze B'Kiyumo over the wine, because you want to get paid to break his barrels. You don't want them to break on their own. Or a Nandu asks you to watch Yayin Nesach for him, Rotze B'Kiyumo, because you're getting paid to be able to watch it. If it wasn't there, you wouldn't get paid to watch it anymore. So that is the concept of Rotze B'Kiyumo. All of the halachos of Rotze B'Kiyumo as it pertains to Yayin Nesach and Avodah Zarah is in Yardayan Simin Kuf Lamid Gimel. And all of these cases are brought over there. Now, there are limitations that are suggested by the Rishonim. Tosos in Maseches Avodah Zarah Samech Dalet says in Dibra Maschal Aval that it only applies if he has no other way to pay you, meaning in the case where he owes you money. But if he has other ways to pay you, then it's not called Rotze B'Kiyumo, because you don't care that he's gonna, you're not interested in him having the Avodah Zarah to sell. Let him sell something else. If he didn't have the Avodah Zarah to sell, he would sell something else that he owns, and you'd be just as happy to get paid back from that. So that would not be a violation of Rotze B'Kiyumo. There are Ban and the Ritva say that Yesh Omrim, that this only applies if the Akum made the Yayin Nesach Naputiki, that he said, I'm only going to pay you from this Yayin Nesach. But then they reject that because the Gemara should have mentioned something, such an Ukimta. And then they further quote the Ravid, that it's only Aser if you could have collected from Nichsei Heter, but chose to wait for him to sell the Isser, because Dafka, you wanted to get paid through the selling of the Isser. But if you have no other way to collect, or there will be Eva, then that's not called Rotsa B'Kiyumo. So how does this all relate to Chametz? So the Mishnah Brura in Simen Taf Nun clearly assumes that the Isser of Rotsa B'Kiyumo is not only by Avodah Zarah, but by Chametz as well. Now Chametz also, there's such a concept called Rotsa B'Kiyumo. It's something that you have to get rid of, and therefore by wanting it to exist, that's also a violation of Rotsa B'Kiyumo. It happens to be a Machlokas Rishonim whether that's true. Tosos in Avodah Zarah, Davlam Beis Amud Aleph, Dibur Maskel Vaha, holds that it does in fact apply to Chametz, but the Brich Hadash points out that both Rashi and the Ran say that Rotsa B'Kiyumo is only an Isser by Avodah Zarah, where there's an obligation to rid the world of the stuff, as opposed to Chametz, where Shalachai Yataroa, Avalataroa, Shalacherim. In fact, the Tshuva Saradvaz in Chelik Aleph, Simresh Mem, paskins like the Ran and Rashi that there's no din of Rotsa B'Kiyumo when it comes to Chametz, but at the end of the day, we seem to paskin that there is such a problem, that there is such a din of Rotsa B'Kiyumo when it comes to Chametz. So, for example, in Simen Taf Nun, Siv Zayin, Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to rent a pot to a guy for him to cook Chametz in, and the Mishnah explains why, because it's Rotsa B'Kiyumo, because if he were to take out the food from the pot and just have an empty pot cooking on the fire, the pot would be destroyed. The pot needs the food in order to hold it together. So you want that chametz to be there in that pot so that your pot will stay intact. Or Tshuvas HaRivash says, you can't buy chametz for a guy with the guy's own money. And he gives reasons why, but the Magen Avraham says, I'll tell you why, because it's Rotsa B'Kiyumo. That if you're, even though you're using his money to buy his chametz, but you want to be able to deliver for him. So it's Rotsa B'Kiyumo that the chametz should still be around. Otherwise you can owe him the money. Now, the implication of the fact that the Rivash does not give that reason is that the Rivash must hold that there is no Isser of Rotsa B'Kiyumo. But again, in Shulchan Aruch, it seems to be that we hold that there is such a din of an Isser of Rotsa B'Kiyumo by Chametz, which brings us back to our original question. Why is it not Rotsa B'Kiyumo for the guy who owns the pizza store to that he wants, it's not his Chametz, I understand he sold it, but doesn't he very much want that Chametz to exist so that when he buys it back, Motzai Pesach, he'll be able to sell pizzas. In fact, many of the pizza stores, from what I understand, took pre-orders on Friday or on Thursday, that you can order the first pies after Pesach, and you sign up to order those pies. Some of the pizza stores sell at they do raffles for the very first pie, or they sell at a premium the very first pie that they're going to sell after Pesach. If they don't have any of that, if all their chametz is gone, then they won't have the ability to deliver for customers who've already ordered. So why isn't any of this a violation of Rotsa B'Kiyumo? So there is a Makor Chaim where he suggests that Rotsa B'Kiyumo is limited to cases of profit. If your intention is only to prevent loss, then it's mutter. By Avodah Zarah, it would be different. By Avodah Zarah, all types of Rotsa B'Kiyumo are Asur. But by Chametz, maybe because the Isra of Chametz is not quite the same as the Isra of Avodah Zarah, it's only a problem in Rotsa B'Kiyumo because you want to earn new money. Like in the case where I rented the pot, so I want to be paid for the rental of the pot. If I committed to a Chametz party for my guests, but I don't charge extra for it, I'm not making money from that Chametz party, then according to this l'chora, there won't be a din of Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Of course, this heter does not help us with the pizza shop that does charge extra for it, to be able to provide the pizza right after Yantif. I had the opportunity last night to see Rabbi Yisrael Reisman Shlita. I was in Lakewood for something last night, and he was there. And I asked him this question, and he said that there's a Shari Tshuva, which I have yet to find, that quotes a Maimon Mordechai, that if there's a Chemtzo Shel Akum B'Rashuso Shel Akum, then there's no Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Rotsa, if it's totally in the guy's Rashus, and it's his, by Chametz, it's not going to be Rotsa B'Kiyumo. Even though by Avodah Zarah it might be, by Chametz, it's not going to be. So he says, when we do our Mechiras Chametz is, we lease the place where the Chametz is also. So the Chametz not only belongs to the guy, but it's in his Rishus as well. And therefore, the whole din of Rotsa B'Kiyumo does not apply whenever you did a valid Mechiras Chametz. That's not going to be a violation of Rotsa B'Kiyumo. When will it apply? So the case where Rotsa B'Kiyumo will apply, Rav Shechter wrote in one of his Tshuvas HaKoron, Corona, one of his Corona tshuvas last year, is that what happens if you get a delivery on Pesach, you know, Amazon Subscribe and Save or something like that. So they leave it on the UPS leaves it on your porch on Pesach, and it starts to rain. So so you want it, you want to bring it into your house or something like that. So so in that case, even if you manage to avoid the Yisurim of Muktzah or whatever, it's still a violation of Rotza B'Kiyumo on Pesach, because you want it to still be around, and that wasn't subject to any mechira. You didn't own it yet, so you might say, well, I'm not trying. I'm having kavana not to be kona. No, but you want it to be around for after Pesach. That would be a violation of Rotza B'Kiyumo, that it's on your property. But if it's not on your property, it's on the guy's property, it's not a violation of Rotza B'Kiyumo. As Chayyadim says, really the din is like the Ran, just like me, that there is no din of Rotza B'Kiyumo by Pesach, but just like there's a mitzvah to destroy Avodah Zarah, there's a lesser mitzvah of getting rid of your own chametz on Pesach. So the issue of Rotza B'Kiyumo is therefore only on your own chametz, or chametz that's providing you benefit on Pesach, like in the case of the rented pot. So I benefit from the chametz on Pesach. But if there's no benefit to you from somebody else's chametz on Pesach, even though you will need it to be around later on in order to benefit from it after Pesach, that's going to be mutter. So if on Pesach I'm getting nothing from all these pizza pies that are frozen, or all these pizza doughs that are frozen, I'm getting no benefit on Pesach, it's possible that that's the chilek, that when the Shulchan Aruch spoke about your pot that you rented out, that the guy is cooking chametz in on Pesach, you're actually benefiting from that chametz existing on Pesach itself. We asked Rav Shechter, though, what about just the Amazon Subscribe and Save when you don't get the delivery on Pesach? It charges your credit card on Pesach and it delivers a few days after Pesach, right? Is that a violation of Rotza B'Kiyumo? So Rav Shechter thought not. He said he's not doing anything. You're just sitting back. When I rent out my chametz kelim to a guy and he will cook chametz in it, that's called Rotza B'Kiyumo, because if he would heat the pot without any food in the pot would break. That's even though it was B'Shevi Altasa, because beforehand I was active. There was something that was done to make this happen. But if the chametz is shipped but if the order just goes through on Pesach, so that's not, he doesn't think that's called a violation of Rotza B'Kiyumo. I did see in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos where he discusses this issue, and he discusses it in the context of whether you can stock up on chametz in advance of Pesach and include it in your mechira so that you won't have to worry about shopping after Pesach. And he seems to work with the assumption that the whole mechiras chametz only works when you are really trying to be mevatel that chametz to the extent that it's meaningless to you. And based on that, he's machmir in this whole issue, or he at least says it's davar maguna. I don't understand what he's talking about. I mean, I don't understand why he thinks that. Meaning, when we do mechiras chametz, it's a real sale. It's not bittel. It's an entirely different thing. It's a real sale. It belongs to the non-Jew. So the whole premise of his question, I don't really understand why it would be a question to begin with. So it would seem that Rotza B'Kiyumo is not a problem when it comes to the groceries and the pizza stores and the places that have the hotel programs and everything else that have the chametz afterwards. It doesn't seem that that's a true violation of Rotza B'Kiyumo of the chametz, so we could be miyashev the minog Yisrael of doing that, of relying on the mechira for those purposes. Okay.
Have a great time. This reminds me of these discussions about how you can work and you can act on Shabbos the way you do all week long, kahalacha. And that there are some things that are just inappropriate. Where do you draw that line?
But it's hard to say that it's inappropriate for a grocery to have... Pesach ends on Thursday night, let's say. So it's not appropriate that the bakery should be able to make challahs for Shabbos? And the only way they could do it is if they have it in advance. Oh, so Matan Friedman writes over here that Lahoros Nasan is also lenient, because otherwise the chametz might belong to a Jew over Pesach. Yeah, meaning a lot of people, or I'll tell you, my friend Rabbi Shmuel Marcus Shlita, is very nervous about a lot of these mechiros that are done for these companies that continue to do business on Pesach. So he thought, he had a havamina at least, I don't know, he thought that it would be best, more than a havamina, he thought it would be best if all the kosher supermarkets would not rely on these suppliers and would just load up on chametz in advance of Pesach, because their mechira is a really good mechira, because they're not going to continue to do business with chametz on Pesach. So that may be the better of the two options. It happens to be the mechira is a very good, a good friend of mine does the mechira for the distributors. So, and it's a Rebelsky approved mechira, so it's not like it's this terrible mechira. But it's not like something that I don't think you have to be so concerned about it. But at least as a suggestion, if that is a concern for a person, so it's hard to say that it's just that it's totally inappropriate. Depends on context. I think someone wanted to say that when it comes to like that when it comes to stores, and Piskei Tshuvas, he suggests such a svara, that when it comes to a store, you're not rotzei b'kiyumo the chametz, because you're more than happy to have a guy pay for it and take all the and have the money. Meaning you're in business. You're in business to sell. So you don't really want. It's not like you're trying to keep the chametz around. So if a guy were to pay for all of it and keep it, so you'd be more than happy to have the guy pay for it. I don't think that's true though. Meaning if you're a local supermarket in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood, you do not want a guy to come in right when Pesach is over and buy all your chametz out. You need to. You want to make your customers happy so that you will have those customers who support you the whole rest of the year. When you're running a Pesach program, you're not okay if the guy says, "I'll pay you the fair market value of all those pizza doughs." You want these people who just paid tens of thousands of dollars to spend Pesach on your program to walk away happy. And from that perspective, I don't really see how that would be a kula. The fact that you'd just be just as happy to take the money. You wouldn't be. But like Rabbi Reisman said, you have to say that if it's chemtzo shel nachri, berushu so shel nachri, that it's not going to be rotza b'kiyuma. Otherwise, lo matzin yodeinu v'ragleinu would be impossible. Everything would be rotza b'kiyuma. Okay, I have a meeting to